The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has made a startling revelation about Hezbollah's financial resources. According to their intelligence, the terrorist organization has stashed away a substantial amount of cash and gold in a secret bunker beneath the Al-Sahel Hospital in Beirut, Lebanon. This discovery sheds light on the extent of Hezbollah's wealth and its cunning tactics to hide it. It's not every day you hear about such a large treasure trove hidden under a hospital. The choice of location is particularly troubling, as it suggests Hezbollah is using civilian infrastructure to protect its assets. The IDF's revelation raises serious questions about the group's financial operations and the potential misuse of healthcare facilities. It's a classic case of hiding in plain sight, but with much higher stakes. This kind of behavior not only puts innocent civilians at risk, but also complicates any potential military response. The presence of such a large sum of money and gold under a hospital is a stark reminder of Hezbollah's disregard for international laws and humanitarian principles. It's a bit like finding out your neighbor's been keeping their life savings in a vault under the local pharmacy, except your neighbor is a terrorist organization, and the pharmacy is a hospital serving countless patients. This discovery could have significant implications for international efforts to curb Hezbollah's activities. Financial sanctions and asset freezes are common tools used against terrorist organizations, but they're only effective if the money can be traced and accessed. Hiding funds in physical cash and gold under a hospital makes it incredibly difficult for authorities to track or seize these assets. The situation also highlights the complex challenges faced by Lebanese authorities and the international community in dealing with Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon. The organization's deep-rooted presence in the country's political and social fabric makes it tough to address such issues without wider repercussions. As this story develops, it'll be interesting to see how the international community responds. Will there be increased pressure on Lebanon to take action? How will this affect the ongoing conflicts in the region? One thing's for sure, Hezbollah's financial resources just got a whole lot of unwanted attention.